Om Shanti. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining today's workshop. Today we have Sister Sharona with us, who has been in Gyan for 42 years. She is Baba's special and unique soul, and she was sent to Israel to open Baba's center there. And she's still there for 26 years to take care of Baba's activities there. So Sister Sharona's workshops and classes are always experiential, full of wisdom, and very practical. And another workshop today, where the topic is One Direction, One Strength, and One Faith. So, Sister Sharona, over to you. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Vai, do we need that light on me? Are there any other lights I could do instead of that spotlight? Of course, other lights will be necessary. I don't know where Arisa went. Yeah, just other lights would be fine, but not that spotlight right on me, if possible. Yeah. So this is a very great pleasure. I thank Arisa for the lovely introduction. And very happy to be here with you all. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Are you all okay? Yeah? How many have arrived in the last, 3 days? Okay. Less than 3 days? So you've all been here for about a week, at least. Yeah? So you're okay. You know, this focus on soul consciousness, which I think really started in January, and then in February with the Avyakt signal for the month, the solitude, the concentration. It's really become clear to me that it really is not about the number of hours I spend sitting in yoga. Baba doesn't want that. He needs yogis, souls who are living their life in yoga. I'm thinking while being with Baba, or at least that's my background, not anyone's story, including my own story, not any story going on around me, but only the story of eternity, man, man above, as Didi was saying this morning, and Baba too. Take all of this knowledge, and the essence is something we have to do with our mind. While I'm thinking, while I'm speaking, while I'm looking at someone else, not to come into their story, not even to speak to their story. I asked Sudesh Didi last night, give me a tip on how I can see in front of me the soul, not the person that I know. or even don't know. And she said, just see yourself as the sparkling diamond and only look for that in the other one. Which is something I kind of been playing with for a while, maybe a year or so. It's not that easy, is it? It's not that easy. So this workshop asks this question, what is it going to take to be able to really separate ourselves as we actually in truth are separated from all the stories, including my own, and adopt the eternal true story. I am a soul. And then there's this mask of the body. Who is the one listening? Who is the one understanding? Who is the one speaking? To touch that subtle energy inside. Peaceful. And to think from there and speak and do from there. This is what Baba needs. So these three topics. One direction. One strength and one faith. To see if those three words couldn't give us some more tools to shift. Shift into an eternity-based framework of life versus a very ordinary, human, limited framework of reality. And in this workshop, what we're going to do is, it's divided into several parts. I thought that we would explore the meaning of these three words through a different entry point. So we're not going to look for meaning, we're going to look for an experience. And after identifying an experience that you've had, that you would label one of those three words with. We'll be in small groups, there'll be some sharing. So we come to this from the heart, not just from the head. And after we have really immersed ourselves in the experience, our own and others, then we'll take a look at meaning. Only then, not before. Then we'll have a little break, and then we'll go deeper and see how all of this can apply practically to our life. And with that, we'll be seeing a little video and using the video to help us go deeper. So, can you think of an experience you've had which has helped move you forward in your Brahman life, has helped you adopt the new reality, the unlimited reality. It's put you there just a little bit more firmly, a little bit more often. For each one of these three words. So for example, I could start with strength, just to give an example. The other day, the body was not well, but I had a duty. In fact, the body wasn't well the day before, and I knew that I had this duty the next day, so what to do? Because that duty was a very important one and it was not possible to think about canceling it. So what I did was make sure, first of all, I took all my medicines, but I also made sure to get to rest early at night. And then even after Amritvela, I was very careful. After Amritvela, I just sat there turning to Baba for his strength. I just kept saying and visualizing and experiencing, Baba, you have to take care of this body because it's your service. And that's what I did, I think, for like about 45 minutes straight. And then I just moved slowly, moved quietly, and everything was okay. I was able to do my duty. So there's an example. This is what I'm talking about. Can you think of an example when one strength really worked for you? You'll be sharing that in a group. For example, one direction. It's a little bit more abstract, but one direction. I can give an example of one time I didn't follow the one direction. It's a little bit different. But it was many, many years ago, like about 39, 40 years ago, I was a new Brahmin. And I had some, seems like I'm only telling stories about an ill body, but anyway, I had some mark on my neck, and friends kept saying, check it out, check it out. So I was here in Madhuban, and I went to the hospital, or I don't know, in those days they had the hospital, so it couldn't have been all that long ago. But yeah, the hospital was there. So it was, anyway, something like about 25 years ago, 30. Anyway, they checked it out and they said it should be removed. It's not a big deal, but it should be removed. And they felt that it was a very easy thing and they should do it in the hospital, no problem, quickly finish it. So I went to Sister Jayanti, and I asked her, no, I went to Dadi, and it was through Dadi, Sister Jayanti told me, no, you should have it done in your country. Don't have it done here in India. And I really thought a lot about that. I thought a lot about that. The next whole day I was thinking and thinking about that. It would be expensive if I did it in my own country, and it would be so bureaucratic, filled with all the kinds of papers you have to fill out and all the mess, versus just, you know, getting on a nice little bus and having a nice little meeting with my Brahmin doctors and finish it. So, next day at Amritvela, I suddenly remembered whose direction was that. That wasn't Sister Jayanti's direction. That wasn't Dadi's direction. That was Dadi's connecting to Baba and Baba's direction. So I realized that I'd made a mistake. In between, at some point, I think I'd gone again to Sister Jayanti and gave her all my arguments, and she still said, no, do it in your own country. So this is an example of the loss in not following the one direction. I mean, I can say why I forgot that this direction coming from our seniors needs to be taken very seriously. So like this, for each one of these three words, you're thinking of an experience. Of course, many of you would have experiences of faith as well. But the idea is, can you identify an experience for each one of these, but then also the result of that experience. So, for example, in my experience on strength, one strength, the result was that I had health, which I didn't have before. In the world out there, they'd call it a miracle. I had energy. I had strength. And you know, you can call it strength or you can call it support. Either one of these would be a good experience, and we should identify for ourselves those amazing times when Baba really, in a very practical way, becomes our support. In my second example on direction, the result of not having followed it was that my mind stayed confused, my mind was burdened. Did I remember Baba? I don't think at all for 24 hours. So see the results. Okay, you understand the idea? Let's take 5 minutes or so just to identify that experience which is meaningful for you and tangible. Not just, I remember Baba and everything was okay. No, what was not okay and how did it become okay? Tangible experiences. Okay? 5 minutes, and then we'll see what we do next. Okay? At this point, you're just identifying those experiences. Anybody need one more minute? No, I think we've got it more or less, I think. What I'd like is, as much as possible, maybe turning around to the row behind you in some rows, so that you're meeting some new people. See if you can become a group, at least four. At least four, but not larger than five. And nobody has to share, but out of three options to talk about, most likely everyone will have something to share. So enjoy listening to the yogi experiences in our yogi life. And I'm going to give 20 minutes for this. 20 minutes. Make yourselves comfortable so that you don't rush through it, but just enjoy. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. Om Shanti. Do you want 5 more minutes? How many want 5 more minutes? Yeah? Okay, take 5 more minutes. Enjoy, enjoy. Okay? I remember these stories can be a workshop all by themselves. These stories could be a workshop just in and of themselves. And I remember one time I was at a retreat with Sister Jayanti, and she arrived at the retreat only on the third day, and so we were all excited and looking forward to being with her. And she started the session by sharing an experience in her old life. Sorry. Of Baba's help, Baba's support. And it was such a beautiful story she shared two or three. And then she invited anybody else who had an experience of Baba's support, tangible. Not like I needed a parking space and I remembered Baba and I got my parking space. No. But, you know, like I saw him, he was up in the corner and his hand was over my head, you know. Tangible. And the whole evening was spent like that, the whole session, an hour and a half. We heard from people from the whole of Europe and the Middle East, the most amazing stories. I don't think I can ever forget it. And what's interesting is that I hardly remember the stories in any detail. But the energy, the vibration, the feeling in the heart, I will never forget. Because the truth is, our lives are amazing, fantastic. And as much as we can feed that awareness, surely that makes us natural yogis, right? This means yes, this means no. Right? Right? Does anybody have an absolutely fantastic out-of-this-world experience to share before we move on? We have time for one. Your committee, your group members can vote for you, delegate you. Anybody? Yes, come. Come, sister. Yeah, we have a mic here. Are you okay with English or you need translation? English, okay, good. Try and keep it as essenceful as possible, but don't take out the wow factor.
I'll try my best. Om Shanti. I was just sharing my experience with my group.
Yeah, just hold the mic a bit closer to your mouth.
This way? Okay. A few years back, I used to get nightmares about dogs. Once, twice, or sometimes three times a week, a big dog used to come and attack me on my face, and I used to wake up. So I started meditating for a few months, and I never asked Baba help me with my dream, never. Because I never used to take it as a problem. But after a few months of meditation, all of a sudden, I had a dream where I saw a white dog. And I said to myself in the dream, oh, this dog won't do anything, he's from Madhuban. And I was in Madhuban in my dream. And that was the last day I had a dream, a nightmare about dog. Thank you, Baba.
That was essenceful. We have time for one more if anybody wants to share. Yes. Oh, you're being pointed out, sister. Is that okay? Oh, traffic control. Yeah.
Om Shanti. The youngest daughter had a pull to see my parents, my aging parents, who lived in Croatia, Dubrovnik, just after the war. And Dubrovnik was under occupation. And when the occupation was over, she got a ticket. And in the evening, before the next day flight, she realized her passport expired. And the plane was leaving the next day at 1 o'clock. So I told her, why don't you go to 7-Eleven and get application for passport? Take the picture. There is a machine you can take the picture. And I will go in the early class and get from the center coordinator the signature that she knows you. So we had to have a witness. So I went to the Merle, got the signature from center coordinator, and we went to Sinclair Center where they issued the passport. So our number was 96. And by the time that the daughter and me came to get the application handed over to the clerk, they had a break, lunch break. And I had such a faith. I have to get this passport today. I had to get this passport today. And after the break, she got the passport. You have to pay $100 more for express passport. But it was already 12:15. We took a taxi to the airport. She got to the boarding, and she got into the plane, and I took care of the suitcase and sent it with the next flight. But she came to Croatia to see her grandparents, and I had such a faith. I was told even the president of Canada could not get through.
So where does... this is an experience of which of the three?
Of faith.
Faith.
I had faith in Baba, 100%, because this child had such a pure desire to see the parents after 4 years. And I said, Baba, please be with her, be with me. Touch everyone's intellect so that she can fly to Dubrovnik.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Let's move into the second part, which is through our experiences to understand these three concepts a little bit more deeply. When we're talking about one strength, one direction, one faith, what do we mean exactly? What will it take for such a result? Think about it a minute. What does it mean, one direction, for me, in my life, in my journey, in my efforts? And what will it take for me to use that one direction so that my life becomes a demonstration of the future and reflects nothing of the past? So powerfully that I'm like a mirror, and people coming in front of me also have a vision of their original true self, which is the future self. Dadi Prakashmani could do that to us. Dadi Jengi could do that to us, for those who knew the Dadis. All the Dadis could do that to us, because they were already living a life of a yogi. So think about it. For one strength, for one direction, for one faith. One faith. What does it mean, and what would it take to end up with that result? I take just about 5 minutes of reflection.
Не будет раздвоенности.
There is no division, so the unity.
И будет баланс. And
there will be a balance.
Во всем жизни.
In the whole life.
That's lovely. No division between me and Baba. Combined form. Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah, we have two more here. The sister and then the one on the side. That'll be good. Then we'll move on. Yeah.
Yeah, with me, about one trend. First, I need to really understand by myself. And the second thing, I need to be my best friend first. I need to be understand like my soul. Need to be made the best friends with my mind.
Mm.
And after I feel I'm not lonely in my mind, I feel full, and then I can connection with Baba and make He will give me direction and give me the way and company with me. Thank you.
It's very interesting, isn't it? The one strength is me, he's saying. I have to understand and know myself, and that elevated experience of myself and understanding will put me on the same wavelength as Baba. And there'll be more strength. Nice. Yes, sister.
Thank you. My name is Uma, and I'm from UK. I think for me, what I find it's a strength. I think the strength again to my soul. I think trying to learn what my soul is and where it's coming from, and actually visualizing. I think somebody earlier talked about visualizing the soul yourself, I think, when you were giving the lecture. It's actually trying to visualize that so that it becomes a way of life, a way of thinking. And I think I'm getting there. I'm getting to the point where anything that comes my way, rather than sit worrying about anything and blaming anybody, it's about, Baba, you're teaching me a lesson here. Granted, I will do it better next time. Rather, again, like somebody just said, it's looking at yourself, the soul.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's my strength.
Thank you. What about direction? One direction. Because we're also looking at the word one here. It's not just one. Or I should say, it's not just a direction, but one direction. And it's not just strength, but one strength. Yeah. Can you stand up? Is the mic on?
And about one direction. I think that you don't need to use Parmat, Nomadmat, and only took the Srimad, no? Like a your only one option.
Right.
Yes?
Thank you. Uh-huh. So we've got Parmat, Manmat, and Srimat. So the one direction, brother was saying, is obviously Srimat. Yes. Anyone else? Yeah, did somebody raise their hand? Way back there. Arisa, do you see? Can you stand up? Ah, we have two there. One direction.
When there is some confusion or argument, I always know that none of sides are in the right position. The side is in some wrong position, and my side is, and I'm in the wrong position. And then I just always ask Baba, how do you see? I will trust your direction. So what you see, I will do. And it always helps. Yeah, sometimes even when there was an argument and I see that I feel not very good, I even said, Baba, how should I feel about the situation? Yeah, in the situation changes.
Yeah. Thank you. So what's required for that? Trust, surrender,
trust, no doubts about, have no doubts about Baba's, what Baba says.
That's right, because he told you how to feel, and you decided that was true, and you moved your feeling.
Even you can, sometimes I don't understand why Baba tell me to feel like this, but then I start from this, that is good. Okay, that's no doubt that it's the best. Why it's the best?
That's your requirement. No doubts. No doubts. Yeah, and we have one more. Yes.
Om Shanti. Morally is my one direction.
Oh.
There's no questions.
Murli is my one direction.
Yes.
No
yes.
Questions.
No doubt.
1,000 interpretations, but no questions.
Yeah, just follow one. Thank you, Baba.
Thank you. Very Thank good. You. Yeah, and we had one more here. Yes, my sister here.
Uh,
Еще будет гармонизация санскар с другими людьми, с миром и внутри меня.
And also there will be harmonization of sanskars between all others with the world и and inside.
Yes. That's the result of one direction. Yeah, harmony. Yes, it's so true. Okay, last one, and then we're going to move on to the faith.
We came from Bhakti Sanskars, used to, you know, pray to deities and all. Baba, Supreme Soul and Soul. Baba is a living being, so we can connect with him. Yeah. That's what
okay. So it's a living connection. Direct, as in direction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the last one, faith. What does it mean? What does it mean, this thing called faith? You can either come up here for the mic or come close to where she is with the
Om Shanti. Coordinates. Yeah. Faith is, for me, is faith on the self and faith on Baba. What is whatever Baba is telling at this time, the time is very short and it's very valuable. Okay. And use it wisely, every second, every minute.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? What is it, this one faith? That would be faith in knowledge, right? Faith in this knowledge. Faith in the picture Baba is painting for us. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to ask more. We need to have the courage to fight in others. First, fight in myself, fight in Baba, and then we need to have the courage in order to fight in others, fight in Ramin family, and fight in what title Baba say with me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't have enough courage. I cannot become what you are saying or what you are think I will become. That's good.
It's beautiful, yeah. It takes courage to have faith. Mm-hmm. And we start with faith in the self, and then there can be more faith in Baba, but then what about faith in others? It takes courage, yes.
For me, faith is the inner knowing. Mm. It tells me that whatever Baba tells me is the best for me.
Mm.
So that helps me to go ahead with the directions that Baba gives me.
Mm-hmm.
So the inner knowing can never go wrong for any one of us.
It's so beautiful. That's basically what this knowledge is doing, right? It's elevating my inner knowing. Before, my inner knowing was so mixed, I could less and less decide. How should I feel? What should I think? What should I do? But Baba is healing our conscience so that ultimately our conscience, intellect, once again takes over and we can trust what the direction even coming from inside is telling me. Because he's upgrading our inner knowing. Very nice. Okay, one last one. All right.
I just want to say faith in drama also.
Faith in drama. Yeah. Faith in drama. That would take a lot of courage, wouldn't it?
You want?
Yeah, one more. Faith in drama. What does it take for faith in drama? Yeah?
She speaks Spanish.
Okay. Yeah, translator's there.
But brother is coming.
Om Shanti. Para mí,
for me,
la concepción de fe después de estar en el Yang,
meaning of faith after being in Yang is de fe es tener la certeza, la seguridad.
To have the security, the certainty.
De que el conocimiento de Baba, que es la verdad.
That Baba's knowledge, which is the truth.
Me llevará a la verdad porque él es la verdad.
It will take me to the truth because he is the truth.
Nice. So it's faith in truth, isn't it? Faith in truth. After 2,500 years, we would hardly know what could be true anymore. So we have gifts here. Experiences of faith that uplifts us. A direction which we can trust. A strength, a support, which is always there. So gifts. So I'd like us to just take a little break, 5 or 10 minute break for anybody who needs to get up, stretch. After the break, what we'll do is see a short video and see if we can't take this all a bit more deep and also start understanding the practical applications of this research we've been doing. If you don't feel like getting up or stretching, you may share any of these meanings that you have given to any of these three words, because it's very rich and you might have some new ones that haven't been said. So we meet again at 10 past 11. Okay? Thank you. Anybody have a thought so far about any of this? Some new thought about how one direction, one strength, one faith could be what it's all about in being able to end up a yogi life, or what's it going to take to have that one direction, one strength, one faith. Anyone have an insight, something new that they want to share? We're waiting, I think, for our brother with the lights. Otherwise, I want to show the video. We'll be seeing the video now. Yes, you'll need to come all the way up and get the mic. No, you don't want to do that. Arisa's busy. Somebody want to carry this mic over? Yeah. Here's Arisa. No, not really. Can we have somebody take this mic? Yeah. In the meantime, we're waiting for the video, right? Yeah, good. New insight. And that cordless can go back there. Do you see it? Yeah. Somebody else wanted to share? Yeah, go ahead, sister.
Om Shanti. What I was thinking is common about one faith, one strength,
many.
And one direction is related to the Murli of today, where Sudesh Thiri was explaining that Baba has explained in such a wide manner, and we have been learning from other scriptures, all the religions. But the summary of all is man mana bhav.
Yeah.
One direction. Ikmat one.
Yeah. One direction.
One faith.
One faith. One strength.
And one strength of to resolve everything.
In other words, this session is really exploring the whole concept of man mana bhav. Yeah. Nice. Are we ready with the video? Okay. Anybody else have a insight? Something they want to share? Yeah, here we go. You want to come up for the corded mic? And if anybody else way in the back? Yeah, we've got someone way back there. Arisa, did you see? No.
No.
Come, come. Mm-hmm. For those not on the headphone, sister, you need to translate. Yeah. Oh, here's our light person. So please share, and then we'll see the video. Mm-hmm.
Es mi primera vez como alumna.
This is her first time as a student.
Y estaba como preocupada por sumar horas de meditación. Y lo primero que dijiste fue que hay que tener una vida yogui más allá de la cantidad de horas de meditación que uno puede tener.
She was scared that there would about the meditation things, and first thing when you started the talk was it's not the quantity or the number of hours we are meditating.
Right. Y con todo lo que las tres palabras que me vienen a la cabeza, solo confianza, confiar en Baba para una buena dirección, para fe, tener fe, y para todo lo que hagamos, se simplifica en la palabra confianza en Él.
Okay.
So all these three words which we are talking about, it came into her mind. Just one faith can help to bring the one strength and the force.
Nice, very nice. Thank you. Okay, so wouldn't that be interesting if we snuck up through the back door on this very large concept called Man Above and beginning to understand it a bit more? So let's see this video. Some of you might have already seen it, but we're using it for a very different purpose this time around. So keep your mind open. Oh, oh, oh. Light. Can we get the lights off? All lights, please. Okay, thank you. We can stop the video. We can stop the video? Yeah, thank you. Did you like that? Yeah. Do you think, if we stretch our minds a bit, we could imagine that this is a demonstration of one kind of strength, one kind of direction, and one kind of faith? You ready to do that? We're talking about the musicians. In this video, we have three main players, really. We have the musicians, right? And we have audience. I'm not looking at them too much at this point, although they are there. We can look at them a bit later. But as a demonstration of strength, we have the musicians. We have they call him the conductor, right? Did he have a stick? He didn't even have a stick. Did he move much? No, he hardly moved. Yeah, the eyes were there. But we have the musicians, we have the conductor, and we also have, I would like to point out the soloists. Do you know what I mean by soloists? These are the ones who played alone. Nobody else was playing with them. We saw several musicians take the stand of the soloist, but we had two main soloists, actually one main, who was then joined by another. Right? Right? Okay, maybe we watch it again, because now we're looking for how. How could this be a demonstration, especially regarding the musicians, or the soloists, or the conductor, of one strength, one direction, and one faith. Can we say it again? And all the lights off. Same video, right from the beginning. We'll be watching it several times. we can stop the video. Thank you. Yeah. So, demonstration of strength. How? Anything new you learn about one strength or one direction or one faith? Can we have the lights, please? So, for example, did you ever think that strength could look like so much fun? I remember the first time it occurred to me what a master almighty authority is. I was always trying to understand an image so I could grasp it, come into an experience of it. I thought of a mighty oak tree with the deep, deep roots. That would be almighty. But at some point it occurred to me that the strength of an almighty authority is just to create. Baba's the almighty authority. What does he do? He creates or recreates purity or heaven. And he has a lot of fun with it, doesn't he? Imagine, almighty could look like that. Someone creating a new vibration, a different kind of atmosphere. So think about it a minute. How could this video be used to demonstrate one strength, one direction, and one faith? Think about it a minute. Come out of the box. Because ultimately we'll apply that to our own journey, won't we? For each one of these three, because we saw strength, we saw one direction, did we see faith? Think about it. Because if we did, how? Okay, hold on. Just thinking for a moment. And once again, I'll ask you to find a few more people. Share. How could a video like this demonstrate for us one strength, one direction, and one faith? Share your ideas. Again, not more than five, but it's good if you're at least four. You want to find some friends? 10 minutes for sharing. Did you ever think that Man above could be so exciting? So entertaining. Now we understand yesterday's slogan in which Baba was saying, not the slogan but the Avyak signal, entertaining. We have to be as much entertaining as we are in solitude. We saw a good demonstration of that, didn't we? No video for the moment. Wait. I think our brother doesn't manage English very well. Lights, regular lights, please. Okay, for this part, I need 6 volunteers. On the first aspect, one strength, who thinks that they've got a really out-of-the-box understanding based on this demonstration of how this could also be called one strength, and where does it come from? So, anybody have an idea? I need 6 volunteers up here. One strength, only concerning the one strength. Were they strong? Okay, so how were they strong? How did they end up strong? Not to mention working from one strength. What was it? 6 volunteers, please. Yeah? Okay, here we go. One coming up from the back. come. And we have 2 mics here, Arisa, right? Can you just hand those out, make sure they're distributed? Yeah, 3 here. You go. There you go. One more? Good. Up you go. Don't be shy. Okay, now we're not going one by one. We're not going one by one. Come closer to each other. Come closer so the mic moves freely. You're in a conversation with each other. No, Ben. Lester, right here. That's good. It's not one by one. It's just, go on. Tell us, what is it?
Okay. Hello, everyone. Thank you for giving me the chance to share. And I'm really blessed, and I hope everyone have a beautiful day with Baba and with Chitta, with the class. And Baba, I'm ready. And with me, in order to have the one strength, everyone needs to have the inner power. They need to build a skill. They need to be confident in themselves first.
Okay.
And they need to know very well about themselves, about what they have. And another thing, I feel that everyone plays so enthusiasm. And I feel in a team, it just have 1 or 2 people who is so like a brave enthusiasm. That also fresh the atmosphere for everyone in the room, also courage. And that atmosphere will be make each other more current enthusiasm, and that will become one strength.
Okay.
When we really together, that make when everyone try to be enthusiasm, courage, and believe.
Were they trying to be enthusiastic?
No, they are.
Yeah. So is the enthusiasm, is the strength the result of the enthusiasm, or is the enthusiasm the result of the strength?
Strength.
Yeah, it's the result of the strength. But it's so interesting, you were saying, it takes skill, right? And what else does skill take? Practice. Lots of practice. Yeah. Anybody else from this team? Yeah.
Okay. So I felt that... It's not only the enthusiasm, but it is also love for what they are doing.
Ah.
I felt so much love for what they are doing.
Oh.
That it really united them. Unity was amazing.
Right.
Yes, but still there was individuality, there was uniqueness. But harmonizing is amazing, just out of this enthusiasm, courage, love and strength.
It's so interesting that love is a feature in there. What do they love exactly? Any of my 6 friends up here, what do they love exactly?
I think the love starts from the faith with Shiva.
The love starts with the faith of?
Shiva, like Baba.
Do they know Shiva? So let's stick with the film for the moment, although of course you're right. But before we jump there, where does the love come from? What
passion.
Are they loving? Any of my 6 friends
passion.
Here? It's passion. About what?
They love the self and the conductor.
They love the conductor. Did you get that feeling?
Yes.
They love the conductor. There's a nice relationship with the conductor. Anyone else of my 6 friends? What else
they
do they love?
They love what they're doing.
They love what they're doing, which means what? Music. They love music. They love music.
Art.
Or they love art.
Art.
They love others' performance also.
They love the performance of others too. Yes. There's a lot of love in that film, isn't there? Love, yeah.
And they love doing with each other.
They love doing with each other. You could see that between them. Mm-hmm. Interesting ideas behind the concept of strength. Huh? Collaboration. So we're saying, yeah, anybody else from the six here want to say what are we talking about one strength? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Courage.
They were one and all also, like...
Say that again.
I was saying, okay.
Is that loud? Sorry.
They were one and all, like, you can see oneness.
There was oneness. Ah, okay, so the strength came from the oneness, but where did the oneness come from? Yeah. Unity in diversity, yes.
Bueno, ahí lo que yo vi en el video es que la fuerza proviene del director.
What I saw in the video is the strength comes from the conductor.
Y él tiene esa fe en cada uno de la orquesta, en cada uno de los miembros de la orquesta, tiene y genera esa fuerza y ellos ponen el corazón en lo que están haciendo. Ese corazón, ese entusiasmo, no es algo que lo hacen por hacerlo, sino que le ponen todo el corazón para que eso funcione.
The conductor gives the faith in each one of them.
Well, that's faith, not strength. That's our third one. But yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Because they do with the heart.
Ah, they're all doing from the heart.
And that generates one strength in all of that.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Anybody else on strengths? Any other thoughts about the one strength? Uh-huh. Mike? Yeah? What did you say, Mike?
I think our group is done. Maybe another person will contribute.
Say it again, slowly.
I think our group is done, so I think everyone can be contribute more.
Oh, you think our role is done. Okay. So, you can sit down, it's all right. But who do they thank? Yeah, I do believe that everything that's been said is right, but yes, sister, you also wanted to share?
Я хочу сказать по поводу силы. Там присутствует еще публика. Они не играют сами для себя, этот оркестр не сам для себя. И присутствие публики дает этому оркестру тоже силу.
So about, sister says about the strength, that the audience also give the orchestra the strength also, because they are not playing for themselves but for the audience also, and it is like a vice versa exchange.
So true. How many times does Baba tell us the whole world is watching you? The whole world is waiting for you. Yeah.
The audience, they were observing objectively, so they were enjoying
movie. The audience was observing objectively, and they were enjoying. And their applause certainly was feeding what was going on the stage. And did the musicians know that the audience was pleased? Yeah, yeah. Although that's a trickier point. But, yeah. Anything else about one strength? Yeah. Can you stand?
Om Shanti. I was just thinking that how much work has been done underground. Each individual has developed their skills underground, like a plant grows the roots first. So when they had developed their skills, then they can start to play together.
Important point, right? I think that in terms of strength, did somebody else want to say something? No. In terms of strength, I think there are two things. One is individual strength and then also collective strength. Were these musicians just anybody who wanted to come and play? No. They would have had to audition. They would have had to pass a test. And they were selected. I should say they were highly selected. So, on an individual level, highly selected, very long, hard, intense efforts, study, which was there because they loved their music, their art. But just think, to reach that level of mastery, the kind of attention, effort, hours spent from love.
They were completely in harmony with each other. Their communication, verbal.
Okay, I'll just repeat. It's okay, Arisa. They were completely in harmony. They were completely in harmony, but we're looking at strength for the moment. Okay. She's saying strength comes from harmony, but does it? Or does harmony come from strength? Let's think about it in a minute. Because we're seeing how all of this applies to our own life, of course. But one thing, as I was saying, is on the individual level, so much study, which they never complained about and never worried about because they had that confidence that this study plus one other factor, nothing can stop them. Experiences too. They would have tried out for different orchestras, different bands, gotten the position, gotten better and better. But that hard work, individually and collectively, rehearsals, practice, but never complaining, never doubting, never all sorts of waste thoughts, that became their strength. These are strong musicians, strong artists. So definitely their confidence comes from the knowledge they have of their art, their particular instrument, but also their teacher, right? Thanks to their teacher. They would be always giving thanks to their teacher or teachers, aware that that's part of what made them so strong. So one thing is the hard work, the effort, the attention. But the other thing is, you have to develop your ear and make sure your instrument stays tuned. A good musician has to be in tune. He can play the notes brilliantly, but if he's off tune, is he useful? No. In fact, he can destroy the whole piece of music. So, in tune is also a strength. We know that almost everything we are about is vibrational, a vibration. What's the vibration that Baba wants from us? So strong a vibration that everything of the old world finishes and a whole new world emerges. What is that vibration? So now we go to direction, the one direction. Anybody have some out-of-the-box ideas about how this video demonstrates one direction? Yeah, I need some volunteers up here. Come. Anyone else? Yes. Anyone else? Come, come. Come. I need six people here. Come. That's a little bit more abstract and a little bit harder to think out of the box, but let's see what we can do. Good. Some new faces. Anyone else? One more. Good. Okay. So are you English speaking or Spanish speaking? And you have a translator? Okay. That's great. Where's the translator? Come, come further. Stand up. Yeah. Sister, come here. Are you also Spanish speaking? Okay. Okay. It's too crowded there. Use some space. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. Okay, tell me, what is this demonstrating to us about one direction? Yes. Is that on? Let's just check that that's on.
They are, each one of them is the following conductors, the Baba's Shurima, actually.
So they're all following the conductor?
Accurately.
Okay.
And they are playing their part accurately on the world drama.
Stage. Good. Stage. That's interesting. By watching him, they're playing their part accurately. Good. We take a few minutes, traffic control. Okay. Anyone else on how one direction was demonstrated? Yeah.
Una partitura. Partitura in English? The part of music.
Mm. There was one piece of music. One what?
The music?
One score. It's called a score. A script.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
A script for music is a score.
Yes.
There was one score. You imagine if anybody had a different score in front of him and started playing that piece of music instead of what everyone else was playing. Anyone else?
Un tempo.
One speed. One speed. Rhythm. Tempo. Yeah.
Cooperaban entre todos al unísono la fuerza y la unión entre todos hacía todo.
They cooperate between them and the unity makes everything.
Where's the direction? Because it's one direction we're looking at.
What is it?
Maybe through their cooperation, they were as if one. They were as if one. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Que todos tenían la misma meta. Tenían una única meta, el éxito. De que todo estuviera bien.
They had a unique aim. Successful.
They have a one aim. What's the one aim? Success. What is success for them? What's success? Any of my friends here? Applause? Applause at the end? What's success for them? The happiness of the audience. The happiness of the audience. Mm-hmm. Okay, why not? Joy. Joy might have been their aim. Personally, why are they in an orchestra? They could earn their money teaching. They could earn their money playing solo. But they're in an orchestra. The joy. But, oh, sorry? Creating super, I would say super joy. But yeah, yeah. Love for music, and I think love for people. Very high aim. And a very high expression. Good. Thank you. Compassion. Entertainment. Compassion expressed through entertainment. Yeah. Happiness. Okay, thank you. Because, see, there I was also thinking that this one script or one score, which everyone was following, was leading everyone to the same place at the same time, right? Everybody was at the same place at the same time because they all had the same score in front of them. Where is Baba leading us to? Where is all of this? Where are we being directed? Huh? We are being led up. That's the direction. The direction is up. You can call it elevating myself. You can call it the flying stage. But essentially, it means simply all of this knowledge and all that Baba's offering us in our relationship is positivity. Positivity, that's the direction. All of this study is directing me to positivity. With this knowledge, I cannot disagree with anything. Can I? Can I dislike anything? Can I be bored with anything? Everything about this is to change the direction. We were going downhill, more and more trapped. This one direction, which is recreated in the drama, is an upwards direction. We're being uplifted. Our job is to uplift others. But if we want to be very practical about it, and if we even just want to check ourselves on this, positivity at every moment. I have seen in my life that sometimes, maybe bad omens, old karmic accounts, but the mood, the phase, it's like I'm in a phase, and that spark, that light, it's not there. It's like I have to work at it. I don't even know where it's gone. Now, what do I do for that? I just look around and I find 10 things to appreciate, 10 things to be positive about, 10 statements which are vibrating positively, 10 lines, 10 points which change my thinking to a positive vibration. That's all. It's such a trick of Maya. Any phase where we lose our lightness, where we lose our ability to work with virtue, it's a trick. We're on a different wavelength with negativity. everything Baba is doing is to get me off that wavelength and up into this higher wavelength. That's the direction. It's just one direction. Up. Do you understand what I'm saying? This means yes, this means no. Yeah? You understand? Anybody have a question? This is a different kind of direction. In which case, who do we thank? The musicians, because of their hard work and their effort, and now they have a good ear, they thank their teacher. They thank their teachers. They're aware of the contribution. But when it's a score, and everybody following the same score, and it's only taking us all to a wonderful, gorgeous destination, who do we thank? Drama. This is drama. But he didn't create the drama. He's just teaching us that there is a score. There is a script. And he's teaching us how to play. Right? So we thank the drama. If I've understood the one direction of all of this, then no matter what's happening to me, no matter what, no matter the situations, no matter the people, I'm positive. I'm grateful to the drama. And I use my time to understand the lesson. And take the strength needed to make the change I need to make inside. And again, strength. It comes from a lot of studying, a lot of practicing, which develops a new kind of self-respect, a new kind of self-esteem, a confidence that I do have a contribution. The strength of those musicians is that they know that their part is important. Without the violins, what would there be? Without the trumpet, what would there be? Without the celloists and the drummer. Each of these musicians, their confidence comes from knowing their contribution and being proud of it and working hard to perfect it. So after all of that, plus gratitude to the teacher, we're grateful to the drama too. And we accept the one direction. No going back. No playing some other score. No getting stuck. It means, basically, what are we talking about? Flowing. Can I flow with the drama? Can I flow with the drama? The drama is my best friend after Baba. Future, forward, positive, one direction. There's no other direction. Baba calls it horse riders. They go off in many other directions, distracted by the scenes of the drama. The elephant riders are high, they're up. They aren't distracted. They see the destination and they keep going straight towards that one direction. Faith. Anybody have something to say about how this film demonstrates the faith of these musicians? One faith. Yes, please. We need a few, six of them. Hold on. We need more. Come on up. Who else? What is the faith of these musicians? Good. We have a nice volunteer coming up. Anyone else? What is the demonstration of faith by these musicians? Hold on. Yeah? Anyone else? Spanish? Yeah, good. Anyone else? Yeah, come. All right. Okay. Who'd like to start?
Om Shanti. I was just thinking that musicians talk about being in the zone, and when there's a really powerful performance, they're in the zone, and it's being kind of uplifted to a higher level, and the audience feels it. So it's very incognito, and I think that souls have faith in being in harmony and getting into that zone, which is silence. They're not thinking, they're in silence.
So getting into harmony with that other wavelength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I'll get into harmony with others, where is the harmony taking place? Here? In the negative vibration? No. We're going up and meeting each other there. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else?
Yes, the faith in the soulful performance. They put everything there in them. Sort of they believe in themselves and sort of, that everything came from the heart.
Yeah, they believe in themselves and everything came from the heart. Anyone else?
Faith in the conductor, faith in self, and faith on each other.
Faith on each other.
The best example was how they were uplifting each other. The main musician on the violin was always on the screen, but when the Japanese lady came, he went low slowly and gave her the chance to show her talent.
Mm-hmm.
So faith in each other.
Mm. Interesting. Thank you.
Un chanti, buenos días para todas. Bueno, para mí, la fe viene de ese sentimiento que creamos en la relación, sea en los músicos se ve en la relación que tienen porque están en el mismo ideal musical y de arte, entonces eso nos ya y eso
translation.
La fe, the faith comes. The faith comes from the feeling that they create themselves.
De los unos en los otros, en este caso.
Each other.
Y ese sentimiento también
and
lo
that feeling.
Y ese sentimiento también lo creamos en la relación que forjamos con Dios, con
they
el Padre.
Feeling, our feeling, we create that the relationship with create with the Father.
Y allí viene todo, la fe en sí mismo, la fe en Baba y la fe en la familia.
So the faith from Baba, the family, and ourselves comes the same place, that same place.
Y en el mundo musical.
And in the world, musical world.
Hay un sentimiento artístico.
There is an artistic feeling.
Sí, que todos comparten porque están en el mismo sintonía vibracional.
That everyone share because are in the same tune.
Right. Y aquí como familia Brahmin estamos en la misma sintonía forjando cada día una relación
in
de sentimiento con Baba.
In the Brahmin family, we are in the same feeling, creating the same feeling with
that's
the
Baba. That's right. That's right. As if the whole is larger than the sum of its parts. And that's what we see going on here. And that's what Baba sees going on with us as we do our own work. Yeah. Anyone else? Yes.
Bueno, lo que yo veo ahí es el director. Tiene que haber un director porque si no, no
podría... What I see that have to be, there have to be a conductor.
Okay.
Entonces, ese director tiene fe en cada uno de los artistas que él seleccionó.
That conductor has faith in each one of that music.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Porque de muchos artistas, él seleccionó aquellos que entregan el corazón en lo que están haciendo.
From the many artists, he selected those who give the heart in the art.
Y cada uno de ellos confía en el director porque saben lo que él está haciendo y lo que él quiere transmitir.
Y each one of that music trust in the conductor.
That's the magic word, right?
Y también la audiencia tiene la fe en él porque lo han visto muchas veces y han visto los resultados.
And the public has that faith in the conductor because they know it. They know
him. They bought tickets because they have faith in the conductor. Interesting. Okay, can we pass on? You had something you wanted to share, sister? No. Okay. Just because of time, I'm going to share a few thoughts and then we'll be finishing up, okay? I think that, as you all were saying, and we've kind of indicated up to now, this would have to be faith, first and foremost, in myself. Particularly that life is, as Shakespeare says it, a stage. All the world's a stage, and we are but actors on it. To consider that most all the suffering, certainly in relationships, but also in world affairs, community affairs, family affairs, ego emerges when I'm not sure anymore about what is my part, let alone how to play it, let alone how to play it beautifully, well, perfectly. Imagine all the pain, sorrow, and suffering coming from that. And here's this conductor listening to me, somehow I, out of 8 billion people, even though I'm playing my instrument out of tune, poorly, I'm not even reading the score correctly, he still says, you've got talent. You're good. We know stories like this, right? Young children, and then they're selected, and then they're given very good teachers, and then their talent comes out. Do I have faith that I am one, as Baba says, out of multi-millions, that this conductor has looked at and said, you know you're good, right? Come on, I'll teach you. This is my role. This is the one faith. This is my role. This is what I'm alive for. This is what I do. Nobody even has to thank me. This is my part. This is my contribution. I go in one direction. I'm taking the strength through my practice, my effort, my ever increasing conscience telling me what's right, what's wrong, what's positive, what's not. And I'm elevating, and I'm going to take the whole world with me. This is my part. Can we applaud ourselves? Doesn't sound like very good applause. Come on. That's better. That sounds so good. That sounds so good. Baba always tells us, celebrate yourself. Celebrate, he calls it, celebrate becoming. We are the ones who are becoming. Faith. Everybody wants to know their life is worthwhile, useful. They have a good contribution to make. I thought my life, in my life I took so many degrees. I believed in education. I thought that'll be my contribution. And then I learned that it was no big deal. It wasn't making a difference. War, hatred, violence still was getting worse. How wonderful to learn that there's a contribution called being a root of the tree. Being a world benefactor, world bestower, master conductor, master creator. Changing the direction of the whole world from this to this. Up. One direction. One faith. One strength. Yes. I have to remember. Because he's not making me this, as he said the other day. I don't do anything. I don't do anything, he said. Through others, see what's getting done. Through others, see what's getting done. Starting with Brahma Baba, of course. Those two soloists in the front, you know who they are, right? Those two soloists, best musicians, the ones who worked the hardest, tuned up the most, changed the most direction, you know who they are, right? Who are they? Lakshmi and Narayan, right? Brahma Baba and Mama. So, just to sum it all up, take a moment. What are we really saying here? What's the message? Take a moment just to think. What I'd like to propose is that, yes, of course, in the place we're at in the journey now, Baba is our one strength and our one direction and our one faith, yes. But in the golden age, he won't be here. And we're getting very close to the end. So can we expand on that and understand who we are in all of this, not just who Baba is? Truth. That's what I'd like to propose. Truth is the one strength. And that's the one direction. Everything about Baba is just leading me not just to understand the truth, but to be the truth. And faith. I do this. I change. And the whole world changes because of my change. Faith. Everyone's waiting for me. It doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter what any other Brahmin is doing. Faith. That this is my part. Do you have that faith? How many have that faith? Look around you. If you see somebody's hand is not raised, meet them. Go up to them. Tell them. Look at them as a diamond. And assure them that they would never have made it here if they were not part of this orchestra. Baba calls it an army, a garden, a family, an orchestra. You're part of it. You are. You bought membership long ago. Maybe in the womb. Truth. Should we watch it one more time? Yeah. Okay. Can we see it one last time? And now understand it. See it with your spiritual glasses and see yourself. End of the cycle, just like that. Now you know who you're applauding. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, isn't that amazing? That's why we love it, because we are it. I just want to finish up with one last thing, and that is why. Why it is so important, these three aspects, in all the different ways that we've looked at it. It's because, and it's been mentioned many times, so it's not a secret for any of you, but I wanted to just remind you that a couple of weeks ago, Baba actually mentioned these three in the slogan, I believe, or maybe the Avyakta signal. And I just want to remind you of it. It was the unity point of February 8th. To bring about unity in diversity is a big thing. Bab Dada always says, first, there has to be the unity of the one direction, the one strength, and the one faith. Now we have some new ideas about that, right? And then there'll be unity among companions, in service, and in the atmosphere. Om Shanti. So we take a minute of silence. Where's Arisa? Is she here? Yeah, no song, but just a minute of silence, and we finish.